We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The last time, and the only time we had this gentleman on, he called in and we argued because he annoyed me with his take on the designated hitter. But today is very different because today he comes on as a star, as a guy who is very important to the fabric of baseball right now and the New York Yankees, because everybody has seen Aaron Boone's tirade. This is the guy who gave that to all of us. And that is John Boy, who hosts a very good podcast, which I've listened to, you know that, with Jake. See, I know his name. And now you're kind enough to be a special guest of mine today. So, John Boy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on. I know you had a long night last night watching that great National League Baseball, pitchers hitting galore.
Here we go. Pitchers having to pinch hit. Pitchers having to hit. Like, that did happen a lot during the extra innings last night, I must admit. And it was a joyful thing to watch.
Joyful, yes. Until the end. For you.
You must have had some night, because I don't think you're getting enough credit. Because every time I saw that video of Aaron Boone going on a great tirade, it came from you. Has that sunk in about the influence you have had on Major League Baseball and really the future of the Yankee season? Because now they're going to be called savages. Now we're all going to cite Aaron Boone. And let's be honest, it's all because of you. Has that sunk in yet for you?
Not really. I think it might have snuck out anyway, but I knew that I had something like great. As soon as I heard the audio and I started typing up the subtitles, I kind of started shaking. I was like, people are going to love this. Every line of the rant is gold. But yeah, it went crazy. It's everywhere. It got into the hands of people who don't enjoy baseball or, you know, go out of their way to find baseball. It found them. So it's a pretty big, cool video.
What was your, because to me, the savage part's fine. And I know that's going to be like the Yankee nickname now for the rest of the year. But I personally love just the awesome condescending tone that Boone had towards the manager, towards the umpire. Get it right. You've been blank. Like, that was my favorite part of it. For you, who probably now watch this, I feel bad for you. That was the line to, I feel bad for you. What was your favorite part of this thing?
The I feel bad for you.
Yes.
Is so good. I think he means it. I think he meant, like, we know it's your fifth game as an umpire. We know you're struggling. We don't want to have to do this. I feel bad you have to go through this, but you got to get better. And he was right. That ump was shook and bad from the start. That line's great. I also love that Boone turned to Yanni Chirinos and said, that guy's a good pitcher. gave the Rays credit. That Rays fans got to be – they can't be upset.
No.
And it was a race to see which manager was going to get ejected first and use the rookie ump as a catalyst in the game. There was no way – neither manager or both managers lasted throughout that game. And Boone got the opportunity first, used it, and it worked. But the whole rant's great. I love the I feel bad for you, but you got to be better. Love that. And Boone goes into teaching mode. Do you remember last year when he got ejected? He squatted down. He said, that's a strike. That's a ball. Learn your stuff. Fixed it. He likes instructing these umpires.
You know, and I've listened to you guys, and you're tough on Boone, you're tough on the Yankees, and I like that. And I think that now the popularity of Aaron Boone amongst Yankee fans, not necessarily just with you or with me, I'm not a Yankee fan, but Yankee fans in general, I think his popularity rating, at least for the time being, obviously, you know, the Yankees get knocked out in the first round of the playoffs, he makes some bad moves, everyone's going to turn on him. But for now, I think that moment from last night is helping his Q rating. I think his approval rating amongst Yankee fans, and you interact with them all the time on Twitter, like, they probably love the guy more than they ever have right now. Don't you agree?
I think so. I saw something on the Yankees Reddit page, which has a lot of fun and weird stats, and it was that now Boone, in his year and a half, averages more ejections a season than Torrey or Girardi ever did. And for some reason, baseball fans love when their manager gets ejected. They buy into it as much as the dugout does sometimes, or even more so, I think. So Yankee fans always say, like, when's he going to show emotion? When's he going to show emotion? This is his sixth ejection in a season and a half now. And I think it's always done from a point of having his guys back, and this was very much that. And I've said this a bunch on our shows. If anyone wants to say the Savage line is cringy or corny, I get where you're coming from. But if you don't think the Yankee players are so riled up and entertained by their manager saying that about them in defense of them, and now it becoming this, you know, big national quote, you're so wrong. The Yankees love this and they are going to use this. And I think that's why a lot of fans are going to come around on Boone and, hey, I never liked the guy, but I really like this.
Yeah. No, I listen, I feel that way. I mean, just as I try to evaluate him fairly as a manager, and while I definitely think he's been better than Mickey Callaway, he's definitely got the edge over Mickey. Look, there's been times in which I wonder, A, if he's making the decisions, because I think we all know the front office has more power than ever before. But I've gone back and forth about what kind of manager he is. But even I this morning, I'm like, I love this guy. I like the attitude that he had. And, you know, you mentioned the players. What was interesting is how the players after the game all said how much they loved it. So it wasn't even something we need to speculate on. They were all saying and even claiming that the victory may have been sparked by the rant that Boone went on, which just makes him look even better.
Yeah. And Boone, if you saw the post-game press conference, the beat reporters basically asked him about every line. What did you mean about this line when you told him you felt bad for him? What did you mean about this line? What did you mean by savages? And Boone's face was like, you guys know what I said? How do you know what I said? And he kind of played it, you know, sometimes in the heat of the moment, you say things. When they asked the players, Luke Voit said, he calls us that all the time. So this is something that's been inside the room for a little, it seems like. And you know, that's the word. Boone likes his quotes. He likes, you know, control the zone. And now I guess he likes savages at the plate, which will be a rallying cry. And it's fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm excited about it.
No doubt. Oh, that's all right. I mean, T-shirts, I know you guys are printing them out. That's already going to be what they're known for. This is the Todd Frazier thumbs down angle. That was their rallying cry for that season. And now this is the thing, that the Yankees are the savages. No doubt. And let me ask you this. Did the crowd, because it was the first game of a doubleheader, and we know how it is with doubleheaders, you know, people will slowly move into that ballpark. Is that what made it so easy to hear, so audible, the fact that it wasn't a packed stadium yet, it was still pretty quiet? Is that what helped us being able to get this treasure of sound from Aaron Boone?
Yeah, they have a hot mic, you know, and every now and then I can pick them up in certain ejections. In certain stadiums you can hear better, like the Trop. You can usually hear the Trop. I think I've done some videos on Cash getting ejected, and you can hear it pretty well because it's empty. And this was a kind of a lazy day game with not a lot of fans. I think you're exactly right. That's why you can hear it. I mean, you can hear it really well. And in the extended version that I posted, you can hear DJ LeMahieu say to the umpire, just very casually, like, that's so far outside.
Yes, man. Yes.
It's just honest. Like, he almost, DJ LeMahieu's tone was the same when Boone said, I feel bad for you. He was like, that's not even close. Like, are you okay to be umping this game? That's also really funny.
It really was. That was another aspect. There's a lot of aspects of that whole video that are funny. How about, so we got Brett Gardner, you know, taking the bat, and, like, the people above him that live above him are making too much noise. He's slamming the bat on the roof. But Aaron Hicks trying to control the laughter, because you could see Aaron Hicks wants to hysterically laugh at Brett Gardner, but obviously wants to hold it in because, you know, he doesn't want to upset his teammate who's already upset to begin with. That was also pretty funny in this thing.
Yeah, and there's a lot of backstory there, too, because Brett Gardner had told, I believe, DJ LeMahieu, hey, don't throw your helmet. They come back and hit you. And then the next game, Brett Gardner threw his helmet. It came back and hit him, split his lip. He had to get stitches. He's been great ever since, just to let you know. But to this game, Brett Gardner's upset. Can't throw the helmet anymore, doesn't want to get stitches, and he doesn't want to yell at the ump because he doesn't want to get ejected, but he needs to make enough noise that this ump knows, hey, I'm pretty upset right now. But you can see him, he starts on the ground, not loud enough, moves to where they keep the helmets, not loud enough, eventually finds that tin roof of the dugout, which I didn't know, why is there tin there, and finds the loud spot, and that's when Hicks laughs because he's like, he's searching for a noisemaker, and I think then Boone had to kind of step in and make sure Gardner didn't get ejected, which is another whole part of the why it's like awesome when managers do this and stick up for their guys.
Absolutely. We're talking to John Boy. You could follow him at John Boy. By the way, your followers, man, because I feel like I've been following you from the beginning. I feel like I was one of your first 5,000 or 10,000 followers. You're up to like 70,000 followers. You're a big freaking deal right now, man.
It's been fun. It's been crazy. We've been going more national. I laid a foundation of just Yankees, and this season I said, let me do what I do for the Yankees for, you know, the national, the whole country and every team, and I think people are enjoying it, which is good. But yeah, Twitter was insane yesterday. The entire day was insane. The shirts, the tweets, the videos, the gifts, it's a whirlwind. And then we had to record our podcast at night. So I was up till 3 a.m. watching that Mets game with you.
I appreciate that. And I listened to you this morning. When I biked into work, I took a break from Howard Stern. And that's a compliment, man. I took a break from Howard.
Wow, that's big.
Well, I listen to you. I would say I listen to about like 4 or 5 podcasts. And what I really like, and I admit this, is I like listening to podcasts of teams that I don't root for. So I was talking the other day about the Giants Insider podcast. I like those guys. They're Giant fans. I'm Jet fans. It's interesting to get their perspective. And that's why I've been listening to you guys for a while, because you guys are really good Yankee fans. You and Jake. I know he's in Colorado, or sometimes he's next to you. See, listen, man, I pay attention. So
he's next to me right now.
Oh, he's next to you right now? Tell him hi. And I know his name. And he does a fine job as well. I'm going to give you an out here, all right? You may not want to answer this, okay? I'm giving you an out. How do you get this? How did you get – because you get a lot of good stuff. You provide a lot of good content. You're a very good follow. Can you reveal where you get some of this sound and video from?
I think the not knowing makes it cooler, because once you know, it's very – you know, the mystique goes away. MLB offers it if you have MLB TV, but I say just because they offer it doesn't mean you can always hear it as well as you can on my videos. I went to school for video editing, so I know my way around some programs to drop some crowd noise, raise some voice level, dig around a little bit.
Let me ask you some regular Yankee stuff, and I'll let you go. I know you're a busy man, all right? Bumgarner, how aggressive do you want to go after Bumgarner? I mean, like you said, you watched the game last night. He could have gone 10, which would have been amazing. Instead, he goes 9. Is he your number one target for the Yankees, and how aggressive would you go to try to get him?
I don't think his price tag's going to be high. I think if you look at what Cole Hamels got traded for last year, it was one top 100 prospect and then two guys who you didn't know and you'll never know. And Bumgarner's numbers are pretty similar. I think the Giants are going to try and make everyone pay a sentimental tax because it's a big deal that they're getting rid of him. I don't think Cashman plays those games. I don't think his price tag's high. So if he comes over, because he's a true rental. So if he comes over, and I think the Giants are going to be shocked when they try to shop him. So I think the price can be perfectly fine to get him. I think Cashman's going to want to get more because they have a lot of currency right now in the minor league to get someone who can come for another year, which then saves up money to lock up Didi or some other guys in free agency. So I don't know if a true rental is the play, but I'm interested in Bumgarner. I think he's going to go to, like, I don't know, the Twins or another
that,
team.
And listen, I'll tell you this right now. And I think that most Yankee fans and non-Yankee fans look at the Twins based on the history of these two franchises over the last decade and a half and say, come on to the Twins. We can't take them serious. If I'm a Yankee fan, it would scare me if Madison Bumgarner was traded to the Minnesota Twins. I would not want to see him in game one of an ALDS, man.
I agree with you. I'm a little bit hesitant because we're going 5 years back from his postseason prime. And I think they're going to try and make it people pay for their sadness and his past performances. He did just have a great start yesterday, so that changes the conversation a little bit. But I don't know. Mets just beat the Twins. They can't beat you guys. I'm not scared of them.
Hey, it's not like the Yankees smoked the Mets this year, right? You know, it wasn't exactly it's not like the Yankees beat them 4 straight times.
Well, we had to go to London before we played.
Oh,
we were tired.
Come on. I had to go to London. Now that you're doing – and I'm going to check it out now. I'm going to give you a listen. Now that you're doing more national stuff, are you becoming more open-minded to the beauty of the pitcher hitting?
I apologize. I am not.
All right. At least,
I am not. Yesterday, you pinch hit a pitcher.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, you ran out of guys. I mean, that's part of baseball, man. I mean, it is what it is. How about these guys get better at hitting? How about instead of in single A and rookie ball where pitchers can't hit, period, how about we let the pitchers hit in the minor leagues? They'll naturally get better at it, and then pitchers won't be the automatic outs that they've become. How about that idea? Is that crazy?
Oh, well, my number one is to get rid of pitchers hitting. But if they want to keep it, then yeah, have pitchers hit in the minor leagues. It seems very simple. We do have two-way players in the MLB now with McKay in Tampa and Otani. So, you know, that's way more than we've ever had for the last 70 years.
Well, John Boy, congratulations, all right, because you got a lot of attention, rightfully so, because I think you've changed how we're going to talk about Aaron Boone and the Yankees for a while. And continue doing a good job with Jake on the podcast because I do enjoy it as a Met fan. So thank you. And thank you for coming on, my friend.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having us, man.
You got it. John Boy, he hosts a podcast, the Talking Yankees podcast, Talking Yanks. And he was the one who supplied the video and the audio from yesterday's Aaron Boone meltdown. And it's funny to think about Aaron Boone being asked about it because in his mind, he doesn't know that everybody heard every word of it. But it was a tremendous rant by Aaron Boone. And at least for now, until something bad happens, Aaron Boone's approval rating in this town amongst Yankee fans and even some Met fans is actually pretty high.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.